Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Time the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
All right, what is going on, 49ers family? We've got to had to go live today. About to head out with the wifey. We're taking a day just to go spend together. But I was like, all right, we got to push it back. I got to go live. We got to talk about some stuff. You know, the injury bug, it has been very prominent with the 49ers. And it does seem like things got out of hand really, really quickly. And this is kind of the way it's been since Shanahan has showed up. Not that I think that he is at fault for this, but three injuries in 3 days, all to defensive tackles. It's weird how they always hit the same positions. Now, understand this, and you know, I want to make sure this is clear. One of the injuries is a big deal. Two of them are not a big deal at all. Maurice Hurst, who, man, I really, really like this guy. The 49ers like this guy, tore his bicep. And, you know, obviously we're going to focus on what that means for the 49ers, but golly, that is one of the most painful injuries a player can have, likely done for the year. Now, he could come back and play this season with a torn bicep. He can do that, but it won't be for the 49ers because you would have to wait till probably November, December, at the earliest for him to be back from that. And you would have to keep him on an active roster spot on the initial 53 in order for to do that. And I don't think the 49ers would even consider it. So they'll place him on IR. And if you go on IR during training camp or preseason, you cannot play for that team that year. You just can't do it. And he was on a one-year deal. So what happened, he'll go on IR, and then he'll be released on an injury settlement that we'll probably hear about months from now. And if he does recover, then he'll be able to sign with another team and possibly play this year. That's probably the playbook that's going to happen for him. But, man, I just want to say it sucks for Maurice Hurst. You know, the team, we're 49ers fans, obviously. But you can't get lost the humanity that this sport and all the things go on, his family, his career, all those things. And, you know, he was brought over from the Raiders and 49ers were so high on him. He got injured last year, right? And they liked him so much that they put him on the initial 53, even though he was injured, then immediately put him on short-term IR, came back, played 2 games, got injured again. Just never, you know, I hate the term injury prone. Tearing your bicep is not injury prone. That's just a whole different thing. So don't throw that out there. I don't like that. I really don't like that. You know, the term injury prone, I get it. But man, football is a 100% injury rate sport. It just hurts. It just hurts, period. That's really all you can say. Now, he's not the only defensive tackle that got hurt. This is a quick clip of Kyle Shanahan talking about Eric Armstead, who's one of the best players in the Niners.
The only injury has Eric. He had a little knee sprain. Probably going to be a few weeks. Nothing we're concerned about, but it'll take him some time away.
Yeah, so that hurts too. Now, Eric tweeted out, quote, appreciate the concern, but really it's not that serious. Be back very soon. Blessed, 2 exclamation points, end quote. So not too worried about Armstead. He doesn't need to be in training camp anyway. He's an absolute stud, but he's not the only guy that got hurt. Also, Hassan Ridgeway, gosh, he got hurt as well. He injured his quad, doesn't seem to be too serious, but now he's out. So you're talking about 3 out of the top 5 defensive tackles hurt in 3 practices. And it sucks. that's just, oh, here we go. Oh, Nick, he says, man, I torn my bicep in the past. Not fun, but I recovered well. Nick is a supreme athlete, though. I would like to throw that in the comments. So he's not like the rest of us normal folk. just mess with you, Nick. You're the man. But yeah, it sucks. It sucks really, really bad. But okay, so where are the 49ers at now? Because if that's the case, what do you do? First off, we got to talk about Javon Kinlaw. Because today, this is good news, his very first day at practice getting team reps. So Kyle Shanahan talked about this in the plan with Javon Kinlaw moving forward.
I just want to see him get through practice and play some football. I mean, Javon's got everything in his body and in his mindset that he's going to be a hell of a player. He was able to get a good surgery and go through the whole right steps for a long offseason. That's finally put him in a position that he's going to be healthy enough to practice. And he is right now. We're just trying to be smart with that, because if Javon can practice consistently and we can build him up to that, everything will take care of itself. We just got to be smart with his history and what he went through with that knee injury in Dallas a couple years ago. And we feel like we're in a very good spot right now. We just don't want to get too excited and throw him out there so much and have a setback. So Javon's just about taking it one day at a time. And after every practice, taking care of himself and trying to avoid any setbacks.
Yeah, setbacks are key. Not necessarily how good he is in practice, even though that matters. Just him getting to the point of believing and what he can do and accomplish. And in the health. The health is such a big deal. Stacking good days, healthy days, and no, you know, lingering issues with that knee. Now, will we hear about those? Probably not. But it's going to be interesting. Now, the human quad himself, Nick Bosa, spoke yesterday. Shout out to Juan Solis, as always, for getting these clips. He's incredible. Yeah, listen to Nick Bosa talk about Kinlaw.
Yeah, he looks awesome. I think since he came in, he was laboring a little bit on that knee. So it was kind of a matter of time before he had to get it fixed. And I'm glad that he's feeling the best he's felt. And he's got a good diet going. He's got a good routine. So I'm just excited for him to take some reps. I think tomorrow's his first day. So, yeah, I think the sky's the limit for him.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Luck. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Luck. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Luck. And man, we just gotta get him there. I'm not worried about Ridgeway long term. I'm not worried about Eric Armstead long term. If Javon Kinlaw can just be decent, then that's all that they need. That's really all that they need. And it sucks. I'll go back to this and I'll say it again. Maurice Hurst being out for the year, that sucks. Again, number 31 on my roster countdown. I was high on that kid. Very, very high. But there are other people in the building that can step in. It sucks when you lose somebody, but you can't dwell on that. It's always next man up. That's just the way that it goes. Other defensive tackles that they have on the roster. Okay, so this is the depth chart without the three guys that are injured, right? So if we remove Hurst, Armstead, and Ridgeway, here's what we got. You got Kinlaw and Kevin Givens. Those are your starters, okay? After that, Omenihu and Hyder have both been getting snaps inside, plus Alex Barrett. You know, he's always been a roster bubble practice squad guy that's been around for about 3 years for the 49ers. He could play inside. Kevin Atkins, undrafted free agent. You just signed Robert Kendiche and Tomasi Lalili, both of who you signed this week. So there's guys there. There's bodies there. Not the biggest concern. Now, Rohan, my man Rohan, I was on with him yesterday. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that show. He's at camp today. He put this out there. The D-line rotation today. The second team D-line, Omenihu at edge, Hyder at tackle, Barrett at tackle, Jordan Willis at edge. That's the second team rotation today. And the third team, rookie Drake Jackson at end, Kimjichi at tackle, Kevin Atkins at tackle, and Kamiko Ture at end. So you're starting to see, you're seeing what it looks like. Now, my guess is Hyder might stay inside for good now. That's a possibility. And, you know, if there was anybody that was on the fence about Hassan Ridgeway, that those days are over. That dude is a lock to make this roster. I thought he was a lock beforehand, but now he's 100% locked. Kevin Givens, 100% locked. Those four, there's four defensive tackles making this roster guaranteed. Now, does this give them a way to keep Hyder and Jordan Willis? Because if you move Hyder inside, it kind of solves, you know, your six edge players. Because if he counts as that fifth DT, now you get to keep your six edges, and he's one of those versatile guys, which we know how much they love that. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, you look at it, and you kind of see all those things. Like, you got to do it. And, yeah, you know, I'm seeing some debate in there about paying Debo and the O-line, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think that the 49ers wanted to get a lot of different players in the offensive line ready to go. And, you know, they've got the depth there. You just got to get people to step up. You're paying Debo. Debo should have gotten MVP votes last year. Pay Debo, 100%. Bomber, I love you, man. Bomber T, but you crazy. that's okay. I like crazy. I don't mind crazy. Now, speaking of what you paid, Charvarius Ward, he stepped in and been awesome. He talked about the defensive line yesterday, and I just cannot find enough reasons to just play this guy's clips. I love Charvarius Ward. I love Charvarius Ward. He is freaking awesome and hilarious and just freaking he's fun to listen to. Here's him talking about the defensive line.
Yeah, the D-line, those boys, like, I feel like we got 10 or 12 starters on our D-line. Like, all of those boys, like, they come and pass, rush, run, stop, and, like, those boys, they some dogs.
They some dogs. Ah, I love it, man. It's absolutely awesome. And, again, I don't want everything to be negative. Sometimes I fall victim to, dang it. But, man, you're getting Javon Kinlaw and Mike McGlinchey back today. That's two elite starters at great positions, both first-round picks. It's easy to dwell on the negativity of your number four defensive tackle being done for the season. And that hurts. It does hurt. I'm not trying to downplay that. But there's positive stuff out there, too. A lot of good positive stuff. McGlinchey, he's back. Kinlaw, he's back. You're getting some of those things that are, you know, starting to kind of evolve, and things are going well, and that's good. There's lots of good things right now. And, you know, I think one of the things that changes the way I see this team, and, you know, I think every coach in staff will say this, but Kyle Shanahan was asked basically, do you think this is the best roster you've had since you've been here? Now, I'll play this clip. It's a minute long, but man, I don't think anybody would debate this is by far the deepest roster, and we're seeing that now with a couple injuries play out at the same position, and you could kind of look at the roster that's left and be like, yeah, it's not that bad. Like, you don't want them, but it's not anything that's dire straits, you know what I mean? And so here's Shanahan talking about the difference between the entire roster now versus in the past.
Probably, you know, I might probably have said that before too. You usually do get there through after OTAs when you look at it stuff, and no matter what, you don't trick yourself, but you almost always feel that way as a coach. But when I look at just our team and, you know, some of the good rosters we've had going in, we've had, you know, I thought we had a lot of inexperience at wideout. I think that's kind of changed. I think our wideouts have been here now. I think we got a pretty real solid group, probably as good of a group as we've had since we've been here. I think we really improved our secondary in the offseason. Getting Ward, having E-Man healthy, how good he looks right now. Hopefully getting JV back. The fact that we had to play some rookies last year who weren't quite ready, but they still survived and got that experience, which will help this year and give us more depth than we had last year. Love our linebackers, love our D-line. We got some good tight ends. We got some good backs. We got some good O-linemen. And we got some inside guys on O-line and a quarterback who haven't played a lot. But we got the team around them to help them, and that's what I'm excited about.
It's not like this team is, and you know, it's funny as, you know, doing that roster countdown, I've changed the order over and over and over again. And, you know, where do I put Trey Lance, right? Because the quarterback's the most important player on the entire team, most important any team sport. The quarterback is more important than any other position out there. But do you put him ahead of all pro players? You know, is he more important than that? Is he more dependent than that? Perhaps. It's rough going through that entire argument, but I love the way that Kyle kind of shaped it out and said, very simply, we have the team built around these inexperienced players. Look, left guard, Aaron Banks, never started. Trey Lance, 10 quarters. Who are you going to get at center? If it's Jake Brendel, he's got 3 starts in his career at center. If it's who I think it's going to be, Daniel Brunskill, which we're going to drop his episode today on the roster countdown. He came in number 10 for me. I had him pretty high because I think it's important. He's got 8 starts at center. If he wins that, and then you look at right guard, who's going to win that? Spencer Burford's been getting those snaps. He's a rookie. If it's Colton McKivitz or Jalen Moore, you know, again, not a lot of starts at right guard. A lot of inexperience, but you've got experience around there, everywhere else. And most of those guys have been in this system. Aaron Banks, guess what? Sat for a whole year, learned. Trey Lance, guess what? Sat for a whole year besides those 10 quarters of playtime and learned. So it's not like you're just throwing them into the fire. Maybe Spencer Burford, if he does start, that's one player that's thrown into the fire. But he's going to be surrounded by a lot of veteran presence. Mike McGlinchey, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk's going to be back there and kind of filtering through whatever gaps they got in the middle. Plus, you have the mobility of Trey Lance that can help separate and extend plays, even if mistakes are made up front. So there's a lot of differences between this roster and in the past. 2017 was a long time ago, this team, it's got depth. It's got a lot of depth. Man, I see this right here. You know, Coach Cruz, it's possible we have 7 to 8 Pro Bowlers on D, maybe 2 to 4 All Pros. Yeah. Fred Warner, for sure. Jimmy Ward. Gosh, man, I hope he gets one of those years in. That'd be incredible. Charvarius Ward, Manuel Mosley. I mean, not to mention the D-line. You know, obviously, Nick Bosa, all-pro. Kinlaw, who knows what's going to happen with him. Eric Armstead, all-pro type player for sure. Lots of studs there. And, yeah, I'm with you right here, Colley. And Kevin Givens, he's going to have to step up. He's going to have to step up. There's no doubt about that. And you know, it's interesting because Kevin Givens and Maurice Hurst are the same player. And what I mean by that is same athletic profile, size, speed, strengths, penetrating, nasty kind of defensive three techs. That's what they were. Ridgeway's not like that. So for this defense, you need those three techniques disrupting, and that's what Kevin Givens brings. We don't have another guy like that now. So the other ones that we have that we're going to put in there, Ridgeway's a run stuffer. Kevin Givens is a penetrator, slasher. Big difference between those two players. Big difference between those two players. So, I think it's interesting. But he's going to have to step up for sure. Oh, what's up, CSL? He says, has the best chat section of all the Niners live streams. We are spoiled, man. There's so much great content out there. And I love it. I jump into a lot of those chats because it's fun, man. And I love it. I love it. This is awesome. I appreciate it. Kali says, man, your breakdown on the inside-outside run scheme on Patreon was excellent. Man, thank you, Kali. We're doing a football 101 series over on patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast where, you know, I just kind of show you the schematic teachings of Kyle Shanahan and what the goals are, the difference between inside and outside zone. And it seems simple. Once you dive into it, once you've coached and taught it, you know, it kind of the techniques are different. The coaching points, the highlight points are different. It's easy just to say, oh, well, this run goes inside. Not necessarily. Hopefully I was able to demonstrate that, but we got a lot more of those football 101 series coming just because gotten a lot of positive feedback from it. So thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that very, very much. Now let's see here. Yeah. Luke says, seems like every training camp and deep position group has a rash of injuries. Running backs in 2014 and 18, D-line this season. Man, you remember, I think it was last year where we lost five centers before week one. Five centers before week one last year. It was just, or no, it was 2020, I believe, not 2021. Yeah, it gets bad, man. It's weird how they always stack. It's just, it's part of the nature of the thing. Now, the good news is only one of these will affect week one. Only one of them will. Armstead's coming back. That's not even an issue. So, yeah, we're good there. We're good there. Now, one more thing. This could be a little bit of a quick episode, but I wanted to talk about this because it is crazy to me. The way the preseason has gone, when they did the CBA, it seems like they wanted to put a priority on having time off after the last preseason game up to the season. But they kind of went too far with it. And you could tell how perturbed Kyle Shanahan is in this clip. And yeah, I didn't realize how crazy my life's going to be over the next month. But it's going to be crazy because, you know, we do every single offensive and defensive play. We're going to break down on Patreon, every single one, preseason, all that stuff. It takes time. Well, guess what? We're going to have our work cut out for us.
I mean, I play it out. I see where our team is going into that week. And I try to decide who I think needs some stuff, who doesn't. It's a huge challenge this year in terms of, you know, last year we had three games. They were all 7 days apart. I think one was 8 days apart. So it was such a smooth routine. This year we have three games in 12 days, which is, I mean, that's impossible. And then after that, we wait 17 days to play in a game again. So this year it's not as much about the games at all to me because I got to figure out how to get practice in and how to get people through a game. When you play three games in 12 days, the only way to do that is not practice at all. And that's definitely not an option. I think the practices at always, I've said this my whole career, are much more important to me than preseason games. So it's going to be tough this year just because of how the schedule pans out. And you don't have a choice on that. It's just what you got to deal with. I've gone through with the players. That's why I feel like these first 2 weeks are so important before the Packers game, because once that Packers game happens, I think it's 2 days before we travel to Minnesota. Got two practices playing a Saturday night. I think we get back at like 6 a.m. on Sunday. And then I think we're traveling to Houston on Wednesday and we're playing Houston on Thursday. And so it's just a whirlwind of games, and all of a sudden it's now chill for 17 days. So I got to really just balance that out, and with the help of our medical staff and all the position coaches, and something we'll figure out as we go.
That's a lot, man. And for that first week for the Green Bay game, I'm going to be in Canton, Ohio, freaking hosting events for a draft night out, which if you're anywhere around Ohio, man, come out to draft night out, go to draftnightout.com. We're going to be drafting live in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, live fantasy leagues, which is going to be a blast. And so that's going to be fun. But yeah, after that, You're going to be breaking down a lot of film. It's the time for Patreon, baby. If you've ever thought about joining, it's time to freaking do so. And we're excited. We got some big announcements coming up, too, that I want to be sharing later in this week. But so that's what we got today. Just wanted to jump in. And, you know, I can always tell whenever I need to go live because all my DMs and emails are about the same topic. And sure enough, as soon as that injury news hit with Maurice Hurst, it was just bing, 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 bing. I was like, all right, yeah, babe, I got to do this. otherwise, I'll be stressed all day. So thank you, guys. We got a lot more content coming your way. Look for that Daniel Brunskill video. That's going to drop, I think, around 2 o'clock today. And we got a lot more content. And if you, and again, I just want to say thanks to everybody. Appreciate y'all. This year's going to be incredible. Yeah, injuries are going to happen. Losses are going to happen. Players are going to disappoint. Trey Lance is going to have bad games. Those things are going to come and go. It's the ebbs and flows of the season. Don't dwell on the negative. No matter what content creators put out there, there's a lot of things to be thankful for. We're not in the Chip Kelly era. We don't have a head coach farting loudly in press conferences. We are in the positive, fun time to be a 49ers fan. So enjoy this. Don't allow the negativity to ruin everybody's time. Anyway, appreciate you guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.